Stay tuned for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show.
Classic music, retro toys, vintage video games and movies too.
Mr. Zero's in Roseville, Minnesota, 55113. Carrying classic music, retro toys, vintage video games and movies too at MrZeros.com. Cheerio. It's time for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show this week.
Ringo Starr?
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall where stars are bright. You are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Yesterday
comes only one time. And I can't see a tomorrow with yesterday clinging to my mind.
Richard Starkey on the 7th of July in 1940 in Dingle, Liverpool, England. He was, of course, a member of the Beatles from 1962 to 1970. However, Ringo was already famous when he joined the Beatles. He was in Rory Storm and the Hurricanes from 1960 to 1962. They had a top 40 hit with In America. A unique thing about Ringo, he was a left-handed person playing a right-handed drum kit. So his fills had a little bit of lag time because he was rolling backwards opposed to most other drummers. Ringo also invented drum deadeners. When recording Day in the Life, they wanted a flat, deadened drum sound, and they were talking to Ringo about how to do this. And he went home one night, and he was thinking about it, and he came back the next day with some tea towels. And they were all laughing, and he was like, oh, spot of tea before the show today. And he says, well, watch this. So he laid his tea towels over the drum heads of his kit, and they mic'd it up, and then he did a drum fill, and they're like, that's it. So from 1967 on, Ringo Starr played with tea towels over his drum heads. You just heard Without Her from September of 1970, dedicated to my love, Dee Dee. That track features Charlie Daniels, DJ Fontana, and Jerry Reed. Before that, we heard Stardust from April of 1970 with Paul McCartney. Coming up now, the number four hit from April of 1971, It Don't Come Easy, also with George Harrison.
Don't come easy.
That was the number 9 hit from March of 1972, Back Off Boogaloo, written by Ringo Starr and Mark Bolan, aimed at one Sir Paul McCartney. It is a little known fact, Ringo Starr had more top 40 hits than John Lennon from the years 1970 to 1976. Lennon surpassed him when he was murdered and Double Fantasy came out and Lennon got 4 top 40 hits off of that. Before that, Ringo Starr was the number 2 hit maker from the Beatles. Ringo released 36 albums, 35 singles, and 3 books. He had been in such films as Candy from 1968, Magic Christian from 1969, Harry Nilsson's The Point in 1970, and Blind Man in 1971, and Son of Dracula in 1974, also with Harry Nilsson. Coming up now from November of 1973, Sunshine Life for Me with George Harrison. Most folks just for me always imposing, and I'd rather meet a tree somewhere out in the cornfield. And it's a sunshine.
The new Gene Harlow, sultry lips and long blonde hair. say she came from Hades, or was it the Euphrates that brought my lady here? Yeah. Ooh, ooh, wee, babe. Ooh, ooh, wee, babe. Friends don't understand me. They say you underhand me. Who, what you done to me, babe? You drive me out of my senses.
That was The Flip Side of Goodnight Vienna from November of 1974, written by Ringo Starr himself. The song, Ooh Wee. Many people do not realize Ringo Starr's brother-in-law is Joe Walsh. Ringo Starr married Barbara Bach, and Joe Walsh married her sister. And they have the All-Star Band together. I've seen Ringo 5 times in 2 different states, 92, 93, 95, 2000, and 2001. Needless to say, I'm a big Ringo Starr fan. For more information on Ringo Starr, you can check out my RosevillePatch.com article on Ringo Starr. I have at least 100 articles out there on Roseville Patch and MrZeros.com in the blog section. This show is recording at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul. It's sponsored by Jambots, Railroad Train for Android and iOS. It's a railroad train for your cell phone, folks. It's also sponsored by Mr. Zero's 55113 in Roseville, Minnesota. Going on their 9th year. They sell vinyl records like you're listening to now. Compact discs, because the other guys are not going to carry them anymore. And cassette tapes, toys from decades ago. Nintendo and Sega video games, VHS and DVD. This next song is from September of 1976. I'll Still Love You, another one with George Harrison. And taking you out with Can She Do It Like She Dances from September of 1977. That was also later covered by Davy Jones of the Monkees.
Bye.
Ben, Mr. Zero, Psycho, Jello, Vinyl, Radio Show with Ringo Starr.
Mr. Zero, since 2009, classic music, vintage video games, retro toys, and movies too.
Mr. Zero.